Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know why I'm taking this so personal.
this presidency. I just, maybe it's not even a presidency. Maybe the presidency is acting as a catalyst for something else. I don't know. But it is just awful, man. The news that is coming out, excuse me, out of Washington, D.C. of late. Absolutely outrageous. And, you know, at one point, man, I was just so, I was like saturated with the coverage of this guy, man. You know, I mean, I was like, ugh, do we have to hear another story? I mean, you know. And he's from Maryland. I didn't even know the guy was from Maryland, man. I have, you know, I like Maryland. I would consider that my home, too. You know, New York and Maryland, both. The guy is from Maryland, man, and I, you know, I knew his early years were spent here. I didn't know he had remained in the area, and I guess being on the D.C. circuit, you know, would still be extraordinarily convenient to live in Maryland and, you know, have to travel to D.C. on a daily basis, you know. That's doable. Virginia, they do it, you know, throughout the entire DMV. They do that routinely. It's nothing, or nothing, rather, extraordinarily, or extraordinary about that. So, anyway, I was just trying to figure out where we're going with all this, because, you know, now you have Democrats that are seething. I'm not a Democrat. You know, I was on social media, and I think I'm going to take my leave of social media, just review, maybe post once in a while, but maybe not even that. You know, I think I'm going to cold turkey. You feel me? So at any rate, I was on social media going back and forth with these guys about the need to exercise their franchise. It doesn't matter. Let's create a separatist identity political party, you know. And so then I came back. I told the guy, I said, well, all right, that's fine. You know, let's make it happen. But how are you going to get funded? I mean, there are five other distinct third parties in the United States right now, active, you know. And, you know, then I said, well, how are you going to organize? And, you know, how are you going to appeal to that 38 million African Americans who might all already be fiercely loyal to a specific political party? Yes, you hear a sigh in the background because, you know, it was like the guy, I don't want to say he wasn't getting it. He didn't want to get it. You know, the fact of the matter is that the reason we don't get a lot of what we want is because we don't participate as vigorously in the political process as we ought to. And we ought to from just a moral perspective. Forget about any other perspective. Because, you know, we had forebears. I'm sure if I look back into my, you know, on my mother's side, my father's side, their grandparents, somebody got lynched. Let's keep it real. And so, you know, I can trace my lineage right back there. And the point that I'm trying to make is that we have to have agency, man. We really do. I mean, it's a shame, man. I mean, you know, these guys are talking against their own interests and don't even understand it. You have to have agency. And the only way you have agency, man, is you participate in the political process. That's it. You know, it's that simple. It's a numbers game. It's so simple, man. I mean, you know, I can get a political scientist on here from the poli-sci department in University of Maryland, right up the block, from my... one of my properties down there. So the point I'm trying to make is that if you can, you know, just outnumber them, that's all you got to do, man. And we can do it in these inner cities, man. I mean, you know, Sharpton's got a kid. Well, he's not a kid. He's a young man. Well, he might be an older man. I don't even know how old the guy is. I suspect that if he's saying he's a millennial, that he has to be in his 30s somewhere. So at any rate, he frequently hosts Sharpton Show and got on a couple of shows ago, I don't know, I would say about 3 or 4 episodes, and was talking about the sheer number in the major urban centers. If those people had come out substantively, we would not be in this position, man. We have the numbers, we really do. And people don't understand, well, how's that going to affect me? Well, if you're not in it, you can't win it. You know, how's it going to affect you? You got to be in the game. Everybody in the pool, man. You know, in order to affect your own, whatever you're doing. You know, if you work for somebody, or if you have your own business, as many of us do here on the Marketing Pulpit, you know, you come from it at your perspective. That's fine. I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with is that, you know, I mean, you can't have both, you know, this. Let's take a break, and we'll come back on the other side of the break, and I'll have reformed my thoughts, and we can come at this from another perspective.
The Endangered Species Act of 1973 was signed into law by President Richard M. Nixon on December 28, 1973. It was designed to protect critically imperiled species from extinction as a consequence of economic growth and development untempered by adequate concern and conservation. The U.S. Supreme Court found that the plain intent of Congress in enacting the ESA was to halt, reverse the trend towards species extinction, whatever the cause. A species is considered to be endangered if it's in danger of extinction throughout its lifespan or a significant portion of its habitat is threatened, destroyed, or invaded, or if it is likely to become an endangered species within the foreseeable future. Then why are black boys on this list? Black boys are an endangered species. Please go to GoFundMe and to our campaign at /PLZ2MO and contribute generously to help us build an alternative school for these boys that will become a national model for educational innovation. Again, go to GoFundMe and to our campaign at /PLZ2MO.
So, you know, back to the topic at hand is this Trump the Brain Dead comic carnival barf, aka Clueless Clown sideshow. I mean, you know, I don't know where we go from here, because they rammed this guy down our throat, which is fine. And I guess the critics, the cynics will say, well, see, this is what I told you. They were going to do what they wanted to do in the first place. Well, you know, you can make that argument, and it would be partially true. It would not be wholly true, because think about it. You know, if we had come out in 2012, during the midterms for President Barack Obama, the Congress would not have been able to turn on him, because now they had an overwhelming majority in Congress. You know, forget about the Senate. We had lost the Senate years ago. And, that didn't happen, man. People didn't find, you know, in our community that it was necessary to go out there, man. You know, they just, it's not that important. Poo-pooed it, sort of thing. And so the moderate approaches that the Obama administration took, demonstrated as much success as the reckless ones that this administration is proposing and implementing now. So, you know, it's sad because, I mean, you know, you just see, I mean, it's unfathomable. I mean, the things that are going on now are just unfathomable. If you think about it from a historic perspective, man, you know, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, man. I'm not, you know, I'm not a frightened, whimpering type, you know, cat. But I mean, these people are out of their minds, man. I mean, they just, they push the envelope further and further and further in order to perpetuate white patriarchy. And it's dead, man. I don't understand, you know, here in the marketing pulpit, you know, how, especially our community, doesn't see how disastrous this, you know, latest step, this latest ploy by a certain element of people in this country that want to maintain the status quo isn't going to impact us, you know, personally, professionally. It's crazy. And so we'll see as the week goes ahead, you know, what occurs next. I believe there are a couple of cases on the Supreme Court that the newly seated justice will have a hand in weighing. And all this writing, you know, I was reading the paper in preparation for the show earlier, you know, well, you know, really apologetic tone, you know, well, the justices will be able to moderate this guy if he gets out of hand. I was like, where is the historical evidence for that? I haven't seen, you know, and I don't practice law at all, and I certainly will not say I understand the inner workings of the United States Supreme Court, but I'm sure it doesn't work that way. But then again, all my other assumptions about how the political process worked didn't either. So, you know, I guess, you know, like I was saying earlier in the final analysis, you know, when a brother comes to me and has an argument about, well, you know, listen, you know, my vote don't count, blah, 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 blah. I can see how you could become disenchanted, angry, annoyed, you know. Because then when we do manage to get, and I'm not saying this is, you know, the point that I'm trying to make is that, you know, if we're going to elect officials to public office to serve our interests, then we got to ensure that those, we've got to do our homework. It can't be a personality game where we just, oh, man, I love this person, you know, let me go on and vote for them for whatever, you know. Could be a very local government position, you know, to the school board, an example. which has turned out in many jurisdictions to be a very important office. So, I have the time, I just don't want to do it personally. By that I mean, go into politics in any form. I don't want to be an advisor, certainly not a candidate, and not even a spokesperson, but just maybe a writer, write some, promos and that sort of thing. But at any rate, I think it would be important. I had a buddy years ago that I thought was going to run, man. I was really excited because I had a lot of ideas, like a lot of young hot shots, and I felt I could get this guy in office. He's personable, clever, humorous, self deprecating. Witty also, I think this guy could have did something, but he didn't, he decided to go in another direction with his career, he's a minister, and I guess he wanted to focus on that. I'm not saying that he won't return to the idea, so at any rate, I think it's important. Definitely vote our interests because that's where you see, people really wielding the levers of power. I mean, literally. And I, for one, have become, I would say in the last 15, 16, 17 years, maybe longer than that, man, maybe 20, 25, a real advocate of participating in the political process. More than likely, the candidates that I've chosen have been elected and served with distinction. And I think that's important, that they, do what they say and say what they do. I mean, that's important, man. I mean, that's part of it. I know it's difficult because you have so many competing interests coming at you from all different directions, but, got to stick with it. I think this is where, anybody that's looking at this administration can say, hey, look at the glaring hypocrisies being played out here. I mean, they held up, an Obama Supreme Court nominee for an entire year. And then they want to rush, a guy with some very extremist views on presidential powers, just that alone, forget about the lying, about not knowing the Democratic emails, or about terrorism, or about promoting other justices to the various courts in the federal judiciary. Must think people are pretty stupid, but, it's all good. I don't know how this is going to play out. I really don't. But, and I do not underestimate white supremacy. I don't. I don't underestimate it one bit, man. So, and neither should you. The point of the matter is that nothing might ever happen to this guy. And worse, there might be monumental cases that are looming on the horizon that meander their way up to the Supreme Court in very short order. I'm not talking about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years. I'm talking about 2 or 3 years. Major pieces of litigation. And with him on the court, voting 90% for artificial entities, corporations, you know where his sentiments lie. So, I think, you know, we need to take another break here. And then we'll come back on the other side of the break and finish up the show.
Looking for a hit multimedia management company that can manage you, your service, product, or your next multimedia project? Let East New York Management take you, your service, or your product to the next level. At East New York Management, we can produce and post-produce your project into a sleek finished product. We write scripts, slow-mos, blurs, and spots that are tight, hot, and funky. Liners that flow smoothly with wit as well as with verve. We also manage talent, produce, and post-produce shows that are on the cutting edge, reflecting the undeniable influence of hip-hop on popular culture. The most important thing that we can bring to your product is energy, enthusiasm, and a love for the creative process. Look for us on the World Wide Web at www.eastnewyorkmanagement.net. Call us at 347-846-8447 or email us at contact@eastnewyorkmanagement.net. Do not waste another minute with whack, boring, and uncreative multimedia and talent management companies. Bring your talent or project to East New York Management. Let East New York Management take you, your service, or your product to the next level.
Yeah, we're back here in Marketing Bump International, New York edition. Yours truly, Dennis D. Shipman on the mic. Columbus Day. Oh, my goodness. October 8, 2018. Monday, cloudy, overcast, you know. Not bad out, it's just cloudy and overcast, man. You know, a lot of moisture, humidity. You know, it's all good, though. That's pleasant, you know, and I guess you could have a little more humidity when the temp is down like that. You know, it feels very pleasant. And I was just sitting here musing with you guys. You know, it's almost time to take my my leave. And I'm going to go on and put my imprint on this week. That's how I get down, you know. So, you know, unfortunately, Sunday, you know, this is not a sports show. And I typically start off with this segment, but I just wanted to speak about this briefly. Both of my teams lost yesterday. I like Baltimore Ravens, and they lost a very, very tight game. And, of Philadelphia, which I would say is my favorite team, even though I kind of pushed away from. When they got rid of Andy Reid and brought in Chip Kelly, I didn't like that. But my opinion didn't matter. At any rate, you know, they both teams have been doing relatively well with Baltimore, you know, not so well in the last three or four seasons. So at any rate, both of them lost yesterday in very, very good games, you know. And I was disappointed because, you know, at the end of the day, still goes against your stats. So that being said, you know, I hope you guys have a great week, you know. Let's put our imprint on the week. Peace.
War.